It's time for some honesty. We like our sweets.
Mm-hmm.
And especially cookies. Now, it's something we reach for to give ourselves a reward, satisfy a craving, just to give our mood a lift whenever it happens to be needed. Now, when it comes to buying cookies, it is tough to find a better way than what my next guest is here to talk about, because this cookie path does good for others as you're doing some good for yourself, too. That's right. It's Girl Scout cookie season. And here are the details from the Girl Scouts of Northern New Jersey is Janet Barnes. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Talking about Girl Scout cookies, that's always a good thing for self-serving reasons, as well as the ways that this whole program helps the troops that we'll be talking about here. Let me give you the website first for you listening. It's GSNNJ.org, GSNNJ.org. And for what we're talking about here, although I want you to wander around the whole website, especially if you have daughters that are interested in scouting, because you'll learn more about the Girl Scout programs and what scouting offers girls through the Girl Scouts. But go to Cookies and More in the menu, and when you get to that page, you'll see the cookie locator. You'll hit in your zip code, and you can put in whatever distance around the zip code you want, if you just want that zip code only, or 5, 10, 15, 25 miles if you really want to go cookie shopping binging. And you are going to get a massive list of cookie sales that are going on not just today, but all through the month. And, Janet, this is really an important time for the Girl Scouts, too, because this is a major fundraiser, and it also raises awareness of scouting, because it literally does put the Scouts in front of the people.
It sure does, Chris. And, you know, we serve about 31,000 girls in our 4.5 counties in northern New Jersey, and that's Bergen, Morris, Passaic, Sussex, and northern Warren counties. And we have 16,000 adults, believe it or not. And, yes, it is a great time. And the girls are so excited to be out there, especially after coming out of this polar vortex. You know, what could warm everybody up more than Girl Scout cookies?
And I'm not going to go through the whole list here because, like I said, just for today alone, it is massive. But, you know, for example, I just brought it up here. Today at the Dunkin' Donuts in Sparta Township, at Kathy's Diner in Newton, Our Lady of the Lake Church in Sparta, Jefferson Quick Check, the Wharton ShopRite, the A&P in Sussex, as well as in Vernon, in the ShopRite Franklin, in Franklin, the Franklin Walmart. We have the ShopRite in Newton, Adams Bagels on Route 15 in Jefferson. That's just a sampling of the Girl Scout cookie sale locations just happening today. You can go through the whole month and just in the northwest side of the territory that the Girl Scouts of Northern New Jersey covers. And again, you go to the cookie locator on their website, you can find the one near you, no matter where you're listening on the radio over the stream. And when you I think it's important for people too to remember that Janet, that when they buy cookies from their local troop, that money stays with that local troop. So they're really it's as direct support of your hometown Scouts as you could possibly get.
Absolutely, Chris. And it not only, you know, is a fundraiser, which of course it is, but it's also an important program too. And through this program, girls not only learn goal setting, decision making, money management, people skills, and business ethics, which are essential to leadership, to success, and to life. Girls selling cookies also set their own money-earning goals for the season, which, you know, it's going to make a better community. That's what our goal is here at Girl Scouts, is to make leaders in the community.
And also gives the girls, as you said with those points too, an idea of what the business world is like, or even what entrepreneurship is like, because, you know, given the state of affairs with the job market, a lot of people are hanging out their own shingle doing whatever it is they choose to do. And to gain this early understanding of what it takes to create a business, have a business succeed, and promote yourself, those are some tools that these girls are going to be able to use for some very important reasons as they get older in life.
Absolutely. Skills to last them a lifetime that no one can take away from them, and they can carry that, you know, and you're right, into their adult life no matter what they choose to do.
Talking with Janet Barnes from the Girl Scouts of Northern New Jersey. It is Girl Scout cookie season, and you can find out where the sales are near you all throughout the region at GSNNJ.org, GSNNJ.org. Go to the Cookies and More, click on the cookie locator, and pop in your zip code. That's how you find where they are near you, not just today, but all through the month. And you can learn more about the scouting program as well, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Scouting is obviously, Janet, a year-long endeavor, and there's activities all year long for the Scouts, for the girls to take part in. And I think that's why the Girl Scout cookie sales are so important, because it's these momentary activities of fundraising that makes the rest of the year entirely possible.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're coming into our summer camp season, and, you know, we have a lot of troops that love to do their camping, but that's not all we're about. You know, we have a lot of STEM programs that girls attend. You know, that's a very hot topic right now with all the schools and, you know, concerns for the future for girls. And troops use their proceeds from the cookie sale to go on some great programs that we offer here in our council. And we also have girls that travel abroad. We had a troop last year go to Switzerland, and I think we have a new group getting ready to go to Paris. And what's a better, you know, safer place to go than, you know, with your Girl Scout sisters, and to know that they've worked really hard on their own to raise that money themselves. And this summer, like I said, we have summer camp coming up, so girls use their proceeds for that and just do a lot of great things, as well as, you know, serve their community. They use a lot of their proceeds to do community service projects. And, you know, whether it be at a animal shelter or a senior home, you know, the girls are very involved in their community and want to do well.
I don't want to drag you into a point of controversy, but in the previous segment, we just talked with a professor about the girl in Morris County that's suing her parents for support and paying all her bills and everything. It's just coming out of that segment and talking about the girls that are a part of the scouting, it's just such a contrast of how, fortunately, there are so many young women who are just so focused. They have a direction. They are looking and trying to, not just, I guess the old phrase is, find themselves, but to better themselves, and that's really what scouting offers.
Absolutely. Our goal is to build leaders, and whether that be, you know, a girl sees herself as a leader in her employment or in her home or, you know, just in her life in general, we want to give her the skills that she'll need to, you know, be a successful member of the community at large.
Wrapping up our time with Janet Barnes from the Girl Scouts of Northern New Jersey, GSNNJ.org, on the web, talking about Girl Scout cookies. And I shouldn't have done this. The sound you just heard is my stomach growling, because I went to the page where they have a little description of the inventory for this season. Of course, Thin Mints and Samoas are there, peanut butter patties, the shortbread cookies, the Do-Si-Dos, those are the peanut butter sandwiches, the lemonade, Savannah Smiles, Thanks a Lot, the Thank You Berry Munches, chocolate chip shortbreads, cranberry citrus crisps, and the caramel cookies. And, one of each, I think, is going to be my shopping this later on today.
Well, Chris, you know where to find them. Go to that cookie locator, and you can find your favorite tasty treats.
Do you have a favorite? I'll put you on the spot here.
I do have a favorite. It is Samoas, closely followed by Thin Mints, and they're all my favorite, really.
Exactly. I mean, you do. I mean, you think about some of these the flavors too, with the cranberry citrus. You have a little more savory than sweet in that case, or you have the Savannah Smiles. You have the shortbread cookie with the chocolate on the bottom. That way, you can look like you're eating healthy, but really be going at it with the chocolate that you just have hidden on the bottom of those cookies. But Samoas and. Yeah, for me, I'm a peanut butter fanatic, too, so I think the peanut butter patties come a close second in my book.
My husband would agree with you. Those are his favorite.
Well, let me give you the rundown again, because not only do you enjoy some great cookies, and historical and traditional, too, but when you buy the Girl Scout cookies from the Girl Scout troops that you buy them from, you are directly supporting the programs, not just camp, but just the empowerment programs that Girl Scouts programs offer these young women. So go to GSNNJ.org, click on Cookies and More, click on the Cookie Locator button, pop in your zip code. You can gauge it as far out in distance as you want, and you're going to get a massive list of locations, days, and times that the Girl Scout cookie sales will be happening. Even later, I gave you a few that are happening later today. You can get out there and show your support and really support a program that makes a difference in the lives of so many young women, and provides them the path to a stronger, more definite, more positive future. And that is the work of the Girl Scouts and, of course, the Girl Scouts of Northern New Jersey. Janet Barnes, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris. Enjoy your cookies.